Tanya, thankfully I can see the scoreboard in front of me. And it reads, Storm 64, Team North 47.
Yay.
Finally, that win.
Yeah, we've been close in a few games now, so it's nice to actually get a win heading into the break.
Well worth the 7 o'clock start, I expect.
Yeah, a little bit later than that, but definitely worth it. It's a long journey to get up here to play netball and be fatigued, but the girls came out and played really well.
Who was particularly strong for you tonight? Who were you pleased with?
I think our connections with Georgia and Ziggy, which we struggled with at times, and Jo having a couple of keepers behind her with Jade and Rain, I think those combinations are starting to work really well. And Katie Holland, new position at wing defence, where we're trying her more and more.
Katie was obviously as well facing up against Ash, and it's Ziggy who was the ballroom dancer, but the pair of them at times dancing all the way through midcourt.
Definitely. Yeah, I think it's a really good battle between Ashley Neal and Katie Holland, and they don't give much room for error there. So yeah, but really happy with our win.
Ziggy, all right? She came off 2 minutes just towards the end. Was that a little bit of tiring?
It was really to give Charmaine some court time. Charmaine hasn't had a lot, and we do want to inject her into more games. So just giving her a little bit more taste of what it's like to play in the Super League here.
Break's come at a bit of a wrong time now, hasn't it?
No, I think it's a good time. We've got some tired bodies. We've been on the road since the very first game, and we've still got two more road trips to go. So I think it's an opportune time for us to just sit down, reflect, and then get started again for the next half.
And then finally back at Surrey Sparks Park. Tough for the home fans, isn't it? To have to wait so long before they finally see you there.
But then they get week in, week out, which I think is going to be great. It's going to be good for us because we have had a really torrid start. But so looking forward to have our fans in front of us and play for our fan base.
And in the meantime, we all have to put up with Twitter finger for another couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. But look, I think most teams are looking forward to the break. And we're going to really enjoy sitting back and watching the Commonwealth Games.
Nice couple of weeks off, or is it only the 1 week for all the team and then?
The girls have got a week off. I'm the second week of the break, so they've got 10 days off. Next week's about reflecting on this game and looking at our games moving forward. And then third, fourth, fifth week, we're back into training with intensity.
No break for you? Still at it? Or
still at it.